Anytime I hear an artist that you don't normally hear on the show, the first thing I do is look at the show sheet to see if someone is celebrating a birthday. And Sean Paul is, you want to guess his age, Crowder? Sean Paul.
Ooh, 45.
52.
He looks good.
You know who else is celebrating a birthday today? Muggsy Bogues.
65.
59.
Then he got bigger?
What he did at his size.
Amazing.
Is, I mean, remarkable. Because what's he listed at? 5'5"?
Yeah. I remember. What was the picture of him and like the Kimbe Mutombo or something?
I think it was him and Mutombo, yeah.
Yeah, and he came up to like his waistline. It was crazy.
What he did at his size was remarkable. Oh, Michael Beasley is celebrating a birthday today.
Or a birth.
A birthday. He probably is celebrating a birthday.
He got a birthday. What's Michael? 30,
34,
35? 36. I had a weird interaction with Michael Beasley. I was in Wynwood. I think I told you guys this a couple years ago. I'm in Wynwood. I'm leaving a brunch spot. It's like 11:30 in the morning. I see Beasley sitting on a bench, clearly waiting for either an Uber or somebody's going to pick him up. And I just yell, like, a couple yards away, like, super cool. That lets him know, hey, I'm not just some random guy. Like,
right. I know you're super cool bees.
I know you're super cool bees. I didn't ask him for a photo. I didn't ask. I just said, super cool. Threw up the deuces. Looked up. Looked back down. Totally ignored me. And it didn't sit right with me.
You remember his pivot episode?
Yeah, it was tough.
He don't like y'all people.
Nope.
let me give you a heads up, Solana. Like yelling famous people nicknames at him doesn't make you cool.
Nah, but there's a difference. Like Shaquille O'Neal, everybody knows he's Shaq or Superman. Michael Beasley, very popular in NBA by NBA fans, but like. He wasn't on Shaquille O'Neal's level to know that he's super cool bees.
Yeah,
you have to be a big
Solana
fan.
I think Solana cut through the noise there. It wasn't like, oh, tall black guy, they're just waving to me because they think he knows I'm super cool. It's the same thing I did. Remember Gary Payton when I called him Gare?
No, it was. That's nothing close to that. He's never been called Gare in his life. I'll tell you, it doesn't. Right now, people try to do that with me, and they yell.
You don't have a nickname. You don't have a nickname.
I'm telling you, no. But this, and let me explain. They'll say, "Hey, man, the pivot," to be like, "Hey, I support. Hey, I do this.
That's cool.
I do that."
Hey, man, the pivot is cool.
And I'm a cool guy. Like I always wave. Hell, you could say CC. You could say, "Hey, Channing Crowder, how you doing? I'm gonna talk to you." But when I meet famous people. The one thing you don't do is attract more attention to them. You walk up quietly and you say, hey, bro, big fan. You do your thing out there. That's what you got to do. That's the cool way.
Bro, there was nobody around. Nobody drew attention to him. I saw him sitting a few yards away.
Want attention anyway.
No, they don't.
Listen to Crowder. They're all dying for attention.
Hey, super cool. What's up, buddy?
No, I didn't do that.
That's the easy way. That's the easy way to do it. That's smooth.
No. Yeah, Solana got that right. You've got that wrong, Crowder. You had an awful interaction with, was it Khalil Ware? Who was it? There was
Jaime Jaquez Jr. Triple J.
Jaime Jaquez Jr. You had an awful interaction with him at Saks because you didn't know what to do.
I didn't know what to do.
Nope.
What am I supposed to do? Triple J, what it is, baby?
That's right.
No, bruh. Appreciate what you do, bro. Good luck.
What you do. What do you do? You miss free throws at the end?
Hey. Come on. What are you doing here, Hockman?
I'm on your side, Solana.
You slide up to him man to man. You say, bro, appreciate what you do, man. Big fan. You know, heat fan.
But keep
doing
appreciate what they do.
I do appreciate what they do.
You know what the problem? You know what the problem here is? Crowder was never on nickname level. You know what? Like, he doesn't.
Right.
He doesn't know what it is to have a nickname, you know?
Yeah. But they called you like 5'5 or 5'2.
CC.
CC.
Yeah.
So initials, which isn't a nickname. Everybody calls people by their initials.
So let's run it back from Michael Beasley's perspective. You just said brunch spot. So you're lame already. You said brunch spot. So you're leaving a brunch spot, and I've been out all night. I went to grab something to eat. I'm waiting for my Uber. And then somebody else, hey, super cool. Hey, big man.
You've got this all wrong, though. You're acting like I'm across the street. I stopped traffic. Super cool Beasley, everybody. And it's not what I did. I just yelled out, it's super cool. Very simple. Threw up the deuces.
Super cool. Give him the...
All he had to do is throw up the deuces.
You pumped your chest twice.
Might have. Super cool.
Did you wink and click your mouth?
That's my move. You do that too.
Hey, super cool.
Still love him though,
bro.
Still love him,
bro. Appreciate what you do, man. Keep grinding.
Well, happy birthday, Michael Beasley. Super cool Beasley.
He wasn't doing anything anymore. He was 8 years retired, 8 years removed from the NBA.
He's thrilled someone recognizes him as super cool Beasley. 100%. And if he didn't want to be called that, he went to tattooed it on himself.
And I know. And you got to be cool and sexy. Don't even say their name, because grown people don't walk up to other people and say, no, you'd be like, hey, bro, man, appreciate what you did, man. You know, big fan. Appreciate
he does that. You could say that to your Uber driver. Hey, appreciate what you did. You got me to where I was going.
Big fan.
It's just, hey, super cool.
I didn't ask him for an autograph. I didn't
game recognize game.
I know ball is basically what I was trying to show him. I know ball.
Right.
Hey, super cool. Hey, brother.
Why do you turn me into a mouse every time you impersonate me?
Super cool. What's up, big man?
Sound like that.
Did you guys see Victor Wembanyama yesterday, what he was wearing?
Yeah. Yeah. He looked like a creamsicle.
Really?
Bro, but...
Whatever he wears, especially if it's all monochromatic, like he's just so long...
It's going to look silly.
It's always going to look silly.
But
so he's wearing just tan hoodie and tan sweats. And it's like you can't even... believe what you're looking at. DJ and I were talking about this last night at dinner. If you were starting an NBA team right now, is he your first pick?
Who, in the whole NBA?
Yeah. That's what he was wearing yesterday. Look at that.
It's crazy how tall he looks. It's insane.
He shouldn't wear just one color because it's too much of that color. Right.
Yep.
Who... Whole NBA is in the draft. Who am I picking first?
Whole NBA is in the draft. Are you taking Wembanyama first?
Man, he's top three. Anthony Edwards pops up in my mind.
That was one of the guys that we were discussing. But I take Wemby over him.
Wemby is special. Probably, yeah. If I really broke it down, yeah, probably Wemby.
Lana?
I think Luka has to be considered, and I know we've gone down this road, and you guys don't think he's on that level, but I think I was right in this instance with him going to the NBA Finals. I think Luka has to be considered. I think Giannis Antetokounmpo has to be considered as well. Mm. But to me, those are the three. Yeah.
Jokic is probably going to win MVP this year.
Him or SGA?
Because we were at dinner, we were talking, and it was kind of like Wemby, Anthony Edwards, or Jokic. That's who it whittled it down to. But I think Wemby over all of them.
I didn't even think about that. Is Giannis SGA, he's very, very good. I don't think he's like the face of the league ever. Is Giannis too old for this conversation?
Well, he might be. It's one of the reasons that I would lean towards Wemby.
Giannis too old? No, bro.
Not that he's too old, but Wemby's got years.
Giannis is 30 years old.
Oh, that's prehistoric.
And how old is Wemby? 20?
Prehistoric. Look at what LeBron James is doing and Giannis Antetokounmpo.
An aberration.
No, Solana, honestly, I saw this conversation. I was listening to somebody recently. Don't compare people to LeBron James.
Ever.
LeBron James is an aberration.
I agree.
There's nobody that's doing... cross-hand windmill dunks at 40 years old. No one else.
I agree. But don't you think if there was one person on this planet that you could compare LeBron James to, not from a talent standpoint. I'm saying from a longevity and athleticism standpoint, Giannis Antetokounmpo is the one guy.
And the want to play games. Like Kawhi, because we were talking last night. It's like, do you even have Kawhi in the conversation with anything anymore?
Nothing.
He just doesn't play enough.
Nothing.
So like a guy who you thought was a, you know, generational player and probably was, I mean, won a title kind of on his own. I don't want to say on his own, but he was the defining factor in Toronto's championship. Like, you don't even think about him anymore because he just doesn't play enough. Giannis always has that want to play.
And Kawhi had a, what, 5-7 year window of being great? LeBron's had a 20-year window of being great. And I don't know. Giannis got to put in another 10. Giannis is a mate, but Giannis to get to what he just. LeBron just broke some other Jordan record. Most points scored, or whatever.
Most 30-point games. Bro, LeBron James, in my opinion, is the greatest to ever do it. You guys know how I feel about that. I'm not comparing talent, and I'm not saying that Giannis will be as good as LeBron was at age 40. But just from a pure on the court, will he still be a dominant figure 5-6 years from now at 36 years old? I think Giannis Antetokounmpo for sure will be. And there aren't many guys who can say that about.
Do you think, we were talking about this last night, do you think Wemby physically will look like Giannis 3 or 4 years from now?
No.
No.
I don't think he'll ever do it. Just based on his body type, doesn't matter what he eats, works out, just can't, won't be it. But he'll be more.
He'll get closer to it. If you look at the time lapse videos of Giannis.
Right.
From him, rookie year, like he bulked up. When Wemby bulk up to Giannis, I would love him to, because that would be for him to have that
probably
height.
Change
and that
his game
size,
though a little bit.
He would slow down. He couldn't. I don't think he. To your point, I don't think genetically Wemby could look like Giannis.
No, I don't. I don't think he can get cut the way that Giannis Antetokounmpo can.
But he can bulk up a little.
That amount of muscle, yeah. But bulk up would slow him down a little bit, I believe.
The only thing is to be able to withstand the rigors of NBA seasons over and over and over again, you feel like Wemby has to bulk up at least a little bit, no?
Yeah. Even though, Hawk, I don't know, man, he's doing it right now without bulking up.
Right.
And
he's breaking records.
He's nuts.
And he's super young, right? Didn't he come in under 21?
Yeah, 19. I think he's 20 right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's crazy. The thought of what he can do if he plays another 20 years.
He just turned 21, by the way. January 4th, he turned 21 years old.
Wow.
I think you and DJ had it right. It's Wemby.
I think Wemby. Yeah.
Or Anthony Edwards.
Anthony Edwards, maybe second.
Yeah.
I don't
shaking
think over,
your head at Anthony Edwards?
Would you take
over Wemby? I don't think there's a discussion.
Luka over Jokic? Solana?
No. Luka. No. Solana.
Man, Jokic is only 29, so it's crazy to say this, but like you want to talk about just physicality, wear and tear on your body. There's nobody in the league that gets his ass handed to him night in, night out.
Yeah. But he loves
a masochist. Yeah, but how long?
Have it no other way.
How long at that age can you do it before you sustain a major injury? Honestly, I don't know.
The only argument I would give you, if you're starting a team, and I know obviously San Antonio last year is probably not a great example where I'm saying take Wemby, but Luka has had myriad opportunities to put a team on his back and came very close. But just has never been, and he's got some decent help now.
I don't know what you're doing with Luka Doncic again, because we did this in the playoffs last year. You guys downplayed Luka and his talents, and the guy's 24 years old. 24.
Is he that young? Is he that young?
24 years old.
Is he that young? I thought he was like 30.
No, he's 24.
And he gains weight like a middle school girl.
Yeah, he'll still drop 40 on you.
Still play.
Still drop 40 on you.
No, I just don't
think. He's only 24. He's really only 24. I take that back. 25. I might take him
25.
But with the body type conversation, Wemby is a KD body. KD's never going to be bulky. But KD can still go out there and do his thing whenever he wants to. And he tore his Achilles. And he recovered from Achilles. I think Wemby's on the KD route.
Why did I think he was older?
Nah, man.
He looks old. Wow. He does look older. Run, yeah, they run their body ragged.
I got to rethink this.
I think it's just your European bias.
Could be. Never been a fan of the white Europeans ruining our game, right, CC?
I know. I'm very fan of the black Europeans.
All right, real quick look at the headlines, because Lee Sterling is going to join us. Real quick look at the headlines with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by our friends at Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
That's the show I want to be doing every single day, where I'm asking you guys.
I literally was just thinking in my head, you got a glimpse of what Solana's sports show would sound like, because he has never been happier. And I was thinking, because in the last segment, we were talking about Big Green Eggs and McRibs, and it's my wheelhouse. And Solana, you know, he plays along. He just came alive in this segment. Like, just came alive. You would have loved to have been at dinner with me and DJ last night, because that was 2 hours worth of conversation.
I swear on my life that on my show sheet right now, I have a conversation that says, does the NBA have a problem of who the next face of the league is when LeBron and Curry retires? Because I asked Tommy that the other day, and Tommy Tighe just kind of, he wasn't real interested in having that conversation.
He doesn't entertain anything you bring up. Yeah.
But, like, I genuinely believe, we don't have time for it now, but it's a good conversation, because every single elite player in the league right now, after LeBron and Curry, is not American outside of Anthony Edwards. And what does the NBA do with that? Not that that's a problem, but what does the NBA do with that? How does it change the dynamic of the league?
I hope just 2 more seconds, because now he's talking about how do they do
it. Well, I'm thinking of taking tomorrow off, because I didn't know he had this in the holster. And if he's got that in the holster, he could do 4 hours tomorrow. We could take a long weekend.
He's loaded up. I'm down. You know, I don't like to get more work. Ja Morant. Ja Morant is one of the most exciting, explosive human beings, athletes in the world.
Hawk, now that I've heard Crowder's take, let's scrap it. You know what? Let's scrap it.
So
never mind. Bad question.
I go with Ja and Anthony Edwards. That's a problem to you.
No, that's not at all what the issue is. You go with Anthony Edwards, I'll ride with you. You're going with a guy who's been suspended for gun gestures.
And who gives a good damn about the gun suspensions? What
non-starter.
About the face?
Non-starter. Sorry.
He's right. I think it's a non-starter. A couple seasons from now, maybe. Too close to go, oh, this is the guy that we want to feature for the league.
He's too the close. Most. What's too, oh, so wait, you need a window of, oh, he yes. got it after he gets in trouble to be the face yes. of the league? Okay.
Yes.
I got a pocket knife on me right now.
I'm shivering.
Actually, not a
please
pocket
don't,
knife.
Please don't poke at me with that plastic toothpick.
It's a utility knife for fishing instead of my pocket from earlier.
Please don't put the corkscrew in my ear.
It got a corkscrew, a screwdriver. It got a nail file. It's pretty cool.
I'll add all these to the circle back list, because after February 9th, boy, are you guys going to be looking for some content. And NBA jumps right back to the forefront of the show, baby. I can't wait.
Put it on the list.
I'll run through headlines. Carson Beck is planning to opt out of the draft, or I guess he has opted out of the draft, right? Like, that is official.
Seems like it, yeah.
He's going to enter the transfer portal. We got the report from Pete Thamel earlier today. He was on with Pat McAfee that Miami's going to be a favorite to land him. But we do know he's going to talk to other schools. He's going to drag out this process and I'm sure look for the biggest check. That would be my guess.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Notre Dame, Penn State tonight, Orange Bowl, 7:30 p.m. Notre Dame is a 1-point favorite here in Miami.
Get a pick from Lee Sterling in the next segment, see what he likes.
The Miami Heat, they're in action tonight. They're in Utah. That'll be a 9 p.m. tip-off. You can listen to all the action right here on 560 WQAM. Canes Hoops, They got
Zion Williamson.
Yeah.
For any of the topics we just covered, take him first in the draft, face of the league, any of the topics. I forgot Zion. What?
Face of the league.
Mm-hmm. Did you see that dunk?
What?
I saw someone on Twitter today, like, they're going to have to do a 30 for 30 on this guy because within a 12-hour span, it's like, he is back. He looks great. He's unavailable.
Yeah, I don't like him. Until he comes on the pivot. What up, big dog?
The Florida Panthers got a big dub yesterday in Utah. They played the Utah Hockey Club. They won 4-1. They're back at it at home on Saturday. They host the Boston Bruins. NFL playoffs are this week. The only news I have for you right now.
It was so close. We were having the NBA conversation. The Jazz is back to do what?
Do what?
Do what?
Cavs beat the Thunder yesterday. Could have been an NBA Finals preview. Just throwing it out there.
That was a good game. I actually watched that game. Yeah. Hell of a game.
Cleveland's 32-14. I'm sorry, 32-4.
Did you tell me that Max Strus is leading Cleveland in scoring?
What? No, Max Strus.
No.
I don't know. I may have misheard that.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Max Strus hadn't played until like a week ago or 2 weeks ago because he was injured. But maybe he had like one big game, and technically he is.
Right. Listen, they got Garland and they got Donovan Mitchell, but they got these two big goofy bastards that be playing their tails off.
Mm-hmm. Nah, he's only averaging 7.8.
Jared Allen with the fro, and then the other big goofy skeleton looking boy. There you go.
Bro, Jared Allen yesterday was insane. Like, insane.
Last night.
17 last night.
6 of 7.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, guys, your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Gorgeous afternoon in South Florida. No joke, it'll make for a perfect environment at Hard Rock Stadium tonight.
It really will. Dress appropriately. It's not 100 degrees. I'm talking to you, Crowder, because you're going to be out there. Wear a hoodie.
Fine tonight. Right. Skin tight.
Lee Sterling is going to join us in the next segment, make some picks for tonight and this weekend as well.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
He's in there right now.
Weird thing to say about one's own tooth.
Hawk and Crowder.
All right, we went so long in the last segment, we're going to have to blaze through some picks here with Lee Sterling. But Lee Sterling is joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Lee Sterling is a professional sports handicapper. Website is ParamountSports.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports. And I wanted to get a pick for tonight's game. Although I will ask you, Lee, before I get into it, this Carson Beck news, which seems to be coming out in dribs and drabs, seems like for Canes fans like us, might be something to be excited about, no?
Yeah, if you want to make a future reservation, you might want to book a Twins Peaks table for opening weekend. I think there's a real good chance. It's been too quiet for it not to be happening. So, you know, he was probably going to go maybe third round with the injury. So if you're a third rounder, what do you make? A little, maybe $1 million, $1.5 million a year. He comes to Miami, makes $4 or $5 million a year, gets to be with his girlfriend. Shannon Dawson straightens him out, and opening weekend against Notre Dame would be the biggest game of the weekend.
He's not wrong, Crowder. Like, you know, if you're thinking, like, if you're a Hurricane fan, you're going, oh, they had Cam Ward. What are the chances of getting a premier quarterback again? And this is the way to rectify that.
And just the blueprint. Now they see that you bring in a veteran quarterback and you can go on to try to be one of the playoff teams. I think this might be UM's approach.
Where you almost approach it just year by year, one year at a time.
Yeah. And we got a potential young quarterback coming in as a true freshman. So it gives him a year to get ready. And we may not have to do this every year, but, you know, kind of takes the stench out of the losing three of the last four games. We totally forget about it, and we're hyped just like last year.
You're 100% right. They get Carson Beck. You kind of go in the same way that you go in this year, and you have hope again. All right. What about tonight? Notre Dame. It's a point or a point and a half, depending on where you look, unless it's been updated since then. But Notre Dame, say, a point favorite over Penn State tonight.
I think you take the under here, under 45.5 total points. Notre Dame, their 23 points that they scored, the only two touchdowns they scored were on a 98-yard kickoff return and a 13-yard drive after the fumble, which Georgia tried to throw the ball right before the half. I just think that these two defenses are rock solid. Both quarterbacks, I mean, they have their, you know, their positives. Drew Lare, he's a decent passer, not much of a runner. Riley Leonard, we've seen him before, more of a runner. I think that both teams will not play any type of hurry up here. And if your best player is your tight end, Tyler Warren, and he also plays in the Wildcat, give me the under here. If I had to pick a side, I would say Penn State 20-17.
All right, fair enough. How about tomorrow night? We haven't talked about this at all, but Ohio State, last I saw, is a 6-point favorite over Texas.
Oh, I think whoever wins this game is probably going to win the national title. Ohio State's first two halves of both of their first two playoff games were maybe two of the greatest halves we've seen since the Miami 2001 Rose Bowl win when they blew out Nebraska. They have looked that good. Now they got to go up, I think, maybe the second most talented team in the country is in Texas. Texas's defense ranks second and first in passing yards allowed and yards per pass. They've only allowed 8 touchdowns allowed with 21 interceptions. Number 2 in tackles for loss, number 4 in sacks. Jeremiah Smith, I mean, just unguardable. He is that good. What they've done is they've moved him into the slot more, which was a smart move on their part. But Texas has two cornerbacks that might get drafted in the first round, and they've only been an underdog 2 times in almost the last 3 years. I think Texas pulls off the shocker, 27-23.
All right, very good. And let me give you a couple of NFL games as long as we covered both college games that are coming out. And I'm kind of with you. I think tomorrow night's winner goes on to win the national championship. Saturday, the night game, I'm fascinated with this one. Baltimore is a 9.5-point favorite over the Steelers. Do you have a side in that one?
I do. I think Pittsburgh's hit the wall. I think Baltimore is ascending. Lamar Jackson, any other year, he's the MVP with 41 touchdowns, just 4 interceptions, and over 4,000 passing yards. He's even run for almost 1,000 yards there. Pittsburgh's pass defense ranks 28th in the NFL. When you see numbers like that, when you're ranked below 25th, you usually are not going to go too far in the playoffs. I think their offensive line is mediocre. I think their wide receivers are bottom 3, bottom 4 in the league here. And this can be my blowout of the weekend, Baltimore 31-13.
Oh, really? Oh, yep. Okay. And how about, because I'm leaning Pittsburgh on that one for whatever reason. I don't know
with,
why.
With the points, though.
Yeah, like Pittsburgh, like I don't know, Tomlin, just to be able to keep it close, although Lee just made a compelling case.
Watch the last four games. They just, I think they've hit the wall. I think Russell Wilson, I think there's something going on there. I think they maybe would have liked to move in Fields, their offensive coordinator. Smith wanted to use him, and maybe there's some, you know, some backlash there. Something's going on behind the scenes, and also some of their best players on defense, not 100%. Just like Watt is clearly 75-80% tops.
And Lee, we've talked about this before, but quickly, if I really like the Ravens.
Right.
If I like the Ravens, should I bet them to win the Super Bowl now, or should I spread the money out over the next three games?
I think, you know, usually there's playing, you know, they're going to be the third underdog in as far as betting behind Buffalo and also Kansas City. Yeah, I would put something on them now and then also play them each game. So I think they're a live dog. I think they're that good. So there's not that much difference at all between Buffalo and Kansas City and them.
How about this one? I'll give you one more game.
Yep.
Buffalo is a 9-point favorite over Denver.
Denver, everything went right last week. I mean, no team in the NFL, including Kansas City, can play backups and win against decent teams. Denver raced to a 14-0 lead, got to put the heat on a quarterback, and Carson Wentz, it's not mobile at all anymore. Now they have to play a quarterback that can motor, not going to get sacked here, and Josh Allen. In fact, he's been sacked the least 14 times for the fewest yards, 63 yards in the NFL. I just think that Denver's going to be playing from behind. When Bo Nix, and give him credit, he has done a great job this year with 29 touchdown passes. When they're playing, when they're within striking distance or ahead, they're a different team. They fall behind by double digits. I don't think he's a quarterback that can bring him back quickly here. So I think Buffalo finally is healthy at home. Big, big advantage here. I like Buffalo also, 33-16.
All right, Lee Sterling. The website is ParamountSports.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports. Likes the under tonight in the Orange Bowl. He likes Texas getting the points tomorrow night. He likes Baltimore laying the points Saturday and Buffalo laying the points on Sunday. Thank you, Lee.
Okay, thanks, guys. Be safe.
There you go. Lee Sterling, again, website is ParamountSports.com. The 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up next. We'll get some headlines. We'll give away those George Lopez tickets. We got a lot to get to. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour next.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Football.
Hawk and Crowder.